T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and 10 in the morning on a Friday, 8:48 now. Three big things.
Three.
Revenue from Kansas casinos and lottery ticket sales down $100 million thanks to COVID-19.
Two.
House Democrats preparing another pandemic relief measure as talks remain stalled with Republican leaders in the White House.
One.
President Trump unveils his plan for health care, signs executive order protecting pre-existing conditions. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
This morning, or actually this evening, we've got some road construction that's going to start up. Again, it's some repairs on northbound I-135. So at 7 o'clock, they're going to close the right lane northbound on I-135 right around Kellogg. It's going to remain closed until about Wednesday. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 89 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Saturday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 91 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees. South wind at 9 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week. With limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted on KNSS, some new rules in California on where candies and sweets are sold.
This is House Call for Health. A change to some grocery stores in Berkeley, California is coming next year. Say goodbye to those snacks and candies near checkout lines in stores bigger than 2,500 square feet.
I'm really looking forward to having something easy and accessible and affordable to grab in the checkout lane as opposed to the unhealthy junk.
I don't necessarily think that it's necessary, but I understand the good intentions of it.
The ordinance goes into effect March 2021, but won't be enforced until 2022. It calls for more healthy options to be placed by the registers, like fruit. Berkeley Council member Kate Harrison doesn't believe it will hurt a store's bottom line.
The amount of money made off of the health bar, made by the same company that makes Snickers bar, is more than the Snickers bar. The profit on an apple is more than 4 bags of Doritos. So we think stores are not going to see any diminution in sales.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased a weak 0.4% in August, following a much larger July gain. Commerce Department reporting that the August advance marked the fourth consecutive increase, but was far lower than the 11.7% surge in July. U.S. stocks closed slightly higher on Wall Street Thursday, as volatility continues to be the dominant force in Wall Street's tumultuous September. The S&P rose 9 points, the Dow gained 52 points, and the NASDAQ added 39 points. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and the Business Journal is honoring excellence in the workplace for everyone. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, celebrating those who advance cultural diversity in Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal recognizes this week 27 individuals and organizations for their work to promote respect for all and advocate for underrepresented groups. Each is profiled in the weekly edition. In the 6 years of the Diversity and Inclusion Awards, the WBJ has recognized 150 groups and individuals. Also this week, the Wichita Business Journal recognizes women who lead in professional services We feature leaders from varied industries, including the law, accounting, and banking. Those recognized include Connor Cross at Syndio Outsourcing, Terry Mann from Martin Pringle Law Firm, and Cindy McSwain from Allen Gibson Hulick, the Women Who Lead series sponsored by J.P. Wigan. And the final Airbus A380 has rolled off the assembly line. That marks the end of an era for the super jumbo jet that originally brought the company to Wichita. Airbus announced plans last year to end the production run of the double-decker jet. Giants like it and the competing Boeing 747 fell out of favor for more fuel-efficient models even before the crippling industry impact of COVID-19. Also, an update today from Spirit AeroSystems, that ASCO deal we told you about earlier in the week, $450 million deal. They said they weren't going to be able to satisfy the European Commission before October 1st. That deal is now officially dead. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Last hour, Bill, I mentioned a birthday of a friend of mine, Johnny Tarrant. And
right.
You said name sounds familiar. How about Quick Print? Does that help?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yep that's it.
Johnny and Susie. Formerly her name was Susie Hebe, her maiden name. Went to school with Susie, and her dad was with St. Joseph Hospital for several years.
Oh, okay, right.
So there you go. Anyway, Johnny's having a birthday today. Happy birthday to Johnny.
And of course, happy birthday.
My granddaughter, Sammy Jo, having a birthday down in Derby. She is going to turn 8 on Sunday.
And 8 years old.
Yep, and if you sit and talk to her, you think you're talking to about a 35-year-old woman.
Really?
Yeah, she's a little precocious. Today is a day that I know you celebrate, the National Comic Book Day.
Talking about
the comic book magazines that have been part of our culture for so long. And, of course, when I was a kid, my brothers and I, Superman was our favorite. Then there was Batman. I like Sad Sack,
right.
Beetle Bailey. Those were a couple of my favorites.
You bet.
Did you have one or two favorites when you were growing up in Kansas City?
Well, don't forget the Archie comics. I read a lot of those when I was young.
Archie and Jughead and Veronica.
And Veronica and Betty, and you bet, the whole gang there.
I didn't care for them. No, I don't think.
Well,
that's where we did.
I'm with you on Sad Sack and Beetle Bailey, that's for sure.
This is a controversial one. How about Mad Magazine?
Oh, Mad Magazine. That was a good one, too.
Well, remember, they was it Spy versus Spy?
Right.
The one was in black outfit and the other in a white outfit, and they pulled pranks on each other.
Spy versus Spy. And then you'd have a special secret message in the back where you folded it
up.
Yeah,
you folded it up. I forgot about that. Yeah.
You bet.
And it was tailored to mostly young teens. Mad, and they had that other one came out of a competitor called Cracked as well.
Cracked,
All right. National Comic Book Day. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good one.
You bet. Coming up on Glenn Beck, the Glenn Beck program here after 9 o'clock. Idaho police arrest three Christians singing hymns at an outdoor worship service. What's that all about? Glenn's going to tell us coming up. 9 o'clock on our news, President Trump unveils his plan for health care. We'll have the 9 o'clock news on the way as well. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day, Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 62 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.